T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's that old proverb? May you live in interesting times? I don't think it's a compliment. These are interesting times. And what worked in 2019 may not work in 2022, especially if you're looking for a new gig or if you're an employer trying to attract great talent. Expectations have changed during this pandemic, and we've got a lot of questions. I have some questions for Paige Batcha. She is a recruiter and executive search expert at Verseek. Paige, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Where are you? Are you here in the cities?
I am here in the cities in our beautiful building right off of Louisiana on 394 in St. Louis Park.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, great to have your perspective. And I want to start with a question that I think is on the mind of a lot of people right now. If you're young and you're full of vim and vigor, you're looking for a new job, expectations have changed, right? I mean, younger employees are looking for flexibility. They're looking for a sense of purpose. What does your company stand for? Are you making the world a better place? What are you seeing? And has there been a real shift when it comes to expectations for young people entering the workforce?
Absolutely. And you hit on a lot of the key elements that young individuals are looking for as they enter the workplace. They really do want a mission and purpose in the hours that they spend at work. We spend a lot of our time at the workplace, and to ensure that every hour we're spending here is changing the world and impacting our community and is fulfilling them. And that is, it means different things to different people. So from an employer perspective, really getting creative in terms of how they showcase their culture and the mission of the company of which they work for.
Okay. And a hybrid approach? I mean, are young people now, after the pandemic, sort of expecting to be able to work from home?
There is an expectation of having flexibility, but I would really encourage individuals to really just lay out expectations, as well as employers to lay out expectations, and to know that it takes conversation and transparent dialogue as to whether this will be a match. Not every interview that you walk into is going to be the best fit, and that's okay. And not every candidate that you interview is going to be the best fit. And again, that's okay. But taking those as learnings as you move on to your next interview.
Okay. I see that college enrollment is down. Wondering if that's a blip or a trend, but it seems increasingly a lot of younger people not seeing the return on investment with a college degree, and they want to avoid mountains of debt. We've all, you know, heard the horror stories of people with tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt. What are you seeing, Paige?
Yeah, so college enrollment is down, and I'm seeing a lot of them within the non-professional type field, more of the liberal arts studies. And, you know, it is taking the experience of an individual and being able to fulfill that in what would traditionally be a 4-year college degree. And, you know, when I am talking to candidates and seeing a resume, I want the employers to really allow a candidate to tell their story and not just look at a resume and pass them over for lack of a four-year degree. There is a true story behind every resume, and so allowing an individual to tell their story is imperative to finding the right fit.
Okay. So how has hiring changed in the last 2 years? What are employers looking for that maybe has shifted since the onset of the pandemic?
Yeah, so employers are looking for strong team players, really willing to roll up their sleeves and give it everything they have in the benefit of the team. They're looking for individuals who have a positive attitude, optimistic. It is amazing what that attitude can bring to not only just a department and a team, but an organization as a whole. And so employers are looking for those types of individuals to come on board to really lift the spirits of the organization.
But how does that come through in a traditional resume? I mean, whether it's a paper resume you hand somebody or something on LinkedIn, that's where the face-to-face comes in. Do you recommend going above and beyond a traditional resume and writing a letter explaining why you think you are the best fit for this position?
So that's one approach. But what I would recommend is enlisting an advocate. So Verseek is an advocate for our candidates. We meet with our candidates, we understand their story, and we in turn are able to tell their story to the client. So having somebody in your corner that knows what you are searching for, as well as knowing that we understand the culture of the client as well, having that is a huge advantage in finding the right fit.
Paige, what are the biggest mistakes, maybe the top mistake that employers make when they're searching for talent, they're searching for people, and what's the biggest mistake that potential employees, people seeking new jobs make?
Yeah, so an employer makes the biggest mistake when they are trying to put a square in a round hole. They're trying to make somebody fit into a role rather than ensuring that the individual is the right fit for the role and asking more of those intangible type questions about what type of management style do you take to best? And what type of culture do you flourish in best? And, you know, what do you need to be successful here? Asking those questions, you can learn a lot about how that individual is going to add value to your organization. And it goes for the flip side as well. The candidates and employees really need to be asking those questions about what does your organization do to support me and other individuals within there as a whole person? Because it really is about work-life integration rather than work-life balance.
Wow, a lot to unpack there. And I really appreciate you stepping up and joining us today on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you so much. Paige Batcha, recruiter, executive search expert at Verseek. Pray for spring. It's coming, Paige.
Thank you so much for having me. And I will pray for spring.
We've earned it this year. Thank you, Paige. I appreciate you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.